decided we wanted to do a spec documentary, and we looked in the marketplace and thought we would see if there's anybody locally who would make a good subject, and he was certainly a very interesting character at the time, and I thought he was more of a, you know, I didn't think of him as a controversial character. I thought he was just an interesting politician, and I just reached out and called him, and he said yes. So it was that easy.
Wow, it's so crazy. I think a lot of us have heard of Sheriff Joe and had seen, you know, some of the things later on that happened on TV and that leaked outside of the Phoenix area. But I'd never heard of anything about the team behind him. How can you talk about building a relationship with them, especially with Lisa? It seemed like she was the person you really got to give the behind-the-scenes truth about, you know, what her goal was, basically.
Yeah, and you know, it was interesting that here was something that I was unfamiliar with, a whole mechanism to support a persona. You know, here was this whole system, an army of people, you know, and I think that her staff is, you know, maybe as large as 10. And the Summit Group, you know, has, you know, their own company and a number of employees. And all of these people are working to present the sheriff in a certain light and to keep him in the spotlight as much as possible. So it was really interesting because when we walked in, we said we want to do a documentary about him. And he was agreeable. And she said, great, that's my job, you know, to help get his story out. And so she was there to help as much as she could. And what was really interesting was how honest she was about her job and about the results of her job and the results of the success of his media exposure. That, it, you know, it's almost a live by the sword, die by the sword story.